Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Among the projects halted by COVID-19 was the installation of speed cameras along Roosevelt Boulevard. But those cameras are now up and functioning. And KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us they are picking up some insane speeds.
The speed limit on Roosevelt Boulevard is 45 miles per hour. But Philadelphia Parking Authority Director Scott Petrie says the cameras picked up 500 violations in 4 days, including speeds of 125 miles per hour.
Someone is going to be seriously injured or killed if people don't understand the ramifications of speeding.
That is the purpose of the 5-year speed camera pilot. It was supposed to have started in March, but was postponed by the stay-at-home order. The installation was completed once construction resumed, and tests of the system show that speeding, always a problem on a road that is the city's deadliest, racking up 21 fatal crashes in 2018 alone, has become an epidemic.
People just have to slow down.
Beginning June 1st, violators will be issued warnings, and then 60 days later, $100 to $150 tickets for verified violations. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.